Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, Without a Doubt. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we will be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
The scripture said concerning the first generation of Israelites that he brought out of Egyptian bondage, said they turned and limited the Holy One of Israel. They limited God. Why? Because they refused to believe what he told them. Wasn't that they couldn't? Now specifically, it's talking about the promised land. That God looked through all the lands that existed and he picked that one out specifically for his people, he said. He said, it's a good land. It flows with milk and honey. I rain on it just at the right time and it brings forth. And sure enough, when they got there, you remember, it took two men to haul one bunch of grapes. I mean, this is a rich land. And he said, not only that, he said, but you're going to just waltz right in to houses you didn't build, full of houses you didn't build, full of good things. Vineyards and orchards you didn't plant and wells you didn't dig. You just go move right in there and take the sign down and put your name up. And sit down in the chair and go, oh, the Lord is good. Glory to God. Let's go get one of them big bunches of grapes. And so they sent out a man to represent each tribe and to spy out the land and come back. You remember? And the Bible said that 10 of them brought back an evil. Everybody say evil.
Evil.
Now, why would it be evil? The further we go, you're going to see. Doubt is evil. Now, you think about it. If it's not sin keeping people out of heaven, what is it? Doubt, unbelief. If it's not just the disease itself that's keeping people out of health, what is it? Then it's evil. You talk about something bad. Amen. Doubt is evil. They brought up an evil report, and this was it. No, we can't go in. It's there. Oh, it's pretty. It's fine. It's good. But there's giants there. Yeah. And they got iron chariots. And they're mean. I'm telling you, they're mean. They're big and they're bad. Man, I saw a guy, I think he was 10 foot tall. Must have weighed 600 pounds. Man, we just like grasshoppers to them. Ain't no way. Ain't no way. But there were two guys that were right there with them and saw exactly the same thing. They saw exactly the same thing. They saw the giants. They saw the grapes. They saw the walled cities. Joshua. Caleb. And what did they do? They believed. Oh, can you see this now? People say, but you just don't know what kind of circumstances I'm in. You just don't know. They were in the same, exactly the same circumstances. I just can't believe that. You see all those giants? I can't. Yeah, you could if you would, but you refuse to. They said, oh, no, no. They said, shh, shh, hush, hush. Y'all be quiet. Now sit down. Listen, listen. God has already given us this land. And I'm telling you, the Lord is with us. And if he's with us, then their defense is gone from them. They are bread for us. This is going to be a piece of cake. I'm telling you. Come on. Let's get ready. Let's go get what God gave us. Faith, 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 faith. No doubt. But the rest of them said, no, no, no. Don't you believe that? These guys will kill you. They'll just destroy all of us. And the whole bunch believed the evil report. And they all went back in their tents and sat down and cried all night. And you know the story. That generation did not go into the promised land, although the book of Hebrews says it was prepared before the foundation of the world. They were supposed to enjoy it. They were. Not just their kids. They were supposed to enjoy it. Why? What kept them out? The giants kept them out? The walled cities, the iron chariots did not keep them out. Their own doubt kept them out. Somebody say, not me. Say it out loud. Doubt is not going to keep me out. Hallelujah. Are you in 1 Timothy 1? 1 Timothy, the first chapter. Notice this. Verse 12. 1 Timothy 1:12. Paul is speaking, Spirit of God speaking through Paul. He said, I thank Christ Jesus our Lord who has enabled me, for that he counted me faithful, putting me into the ministry, who was before a blasphemer and a persecutor and injurious. But I obtained mercy because I did it ignorantly in unbelief. You're going to see as we go further that there are two kinds of unbelief. And this is the first one. It is an ignorant unbelief. And on this, God has mercy. You remember what Paul's talking about? This is when he was called Saul. And he got letters from the leaders that authorized him to go into town after town and to drag out Christians. And beat them. And persecute them. And he was holding the clothes of them that stoned Stephen and confirming it and backing them. I mean, he hated the church. He did everything he could to destroy the church. That's why, you know, on the road to Damascus, Jesus said, Saul, Saul, why are you doing this to me? Why are you persecuting me? But notice what he said. He said, Lord, who are you? He really thought he was doing the right thing. He did. Well, you can see as soon as he got light, just as strong as he was to hurt the church, he was stronger to build the church. And that's the way honest people are. Honest people. Good people. Sincere people. In fact, you know, the Bible talks about the good ground that produces the 30, 60, 100 fold. It says, in a good and honest heart, they receive the seed and keep it and produce the 100-fold. When you're talking about who's a good person as opposed to who's not, one of the biggest qualities of a good person is honesty. No such thing as they're a good person, but they're a liar. Sorry, no. If you're a liar, you're not a good person. But good news, you can repent. Right? And you can be honest. Well, in talking about that, Saul changed. I mean, when he got light, and that's what he says here later. He says, I obtained mercy. Why? Because I did all that how? Ignorantly in unbelief. It was unbelief. No question about that. But it was ignorant unbelief. And ignorance gets mercy from God. Now go to Hebrews 3. Something really important where child training is concerned, I want you to see here. This is how God deals with us, His children. And how would you be a good parent? Well, you'd be like Him. A good parent's going to be like the Father God. In Hebrews 3, are you there? He was in unbelief ignorantly, and God had mercy on him. But here is something different. We were just talking about this. In Hebrews 3, the Bible said in verse 7, as the Holy Ghost says, Hebrews 3:7, today, if you will hear His voice, harden not your hearts. Everybody say harden.
Harden.
Heart. Harden not your hearts, as in the day of provocation, in the day of temptation in the wilderness, when your fathers tempted me, proved me, saw my works for 40 years. Wherefore I was grieved with that generation, and I said, they do always err in their heart. Heart problem. And they have not known my ways, so I swore in my wrath, they shall not enter into my rest. Take heed, brethren. In other words, watch out, lest there be in any of you, what? An evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. Evil heart. Now notice verse 18. And to whom swore he that they should not enter into his rest, but to them that believed not? So we see that they could not enter in. Why? Because of the giants. What? No. What kept them out of the land that flows with milk and honey? And how many understand that's a type of all of our blessings today, isn't it? What keeps people out? It's sad because you got all these ministers saying the same kind of junk. Well, God just put that on you to teach you something, and God just hadn't seen fit to let you have that, and all kind of excuses blaming God when the real issue is people are held out by their own unbelief. That's the truth. Whether it's me, whether it's you, whoever it is, that's the real thing that's keeping people out of these blessings and benefits. They could not enter in. They didn't get in there. Why? Read it out loud. Because of what? Because of unbelief. Now, this is a different word. And it's a different thing than what we read in 1 Timothy. Paul did what he did ignorantly in unbelief. This word is something else. It means unpersuadable. Unpersuadable. Let me read some other parts of this. It's also frequently translated disobedience. Disobedience. Now, could you say that they didn't go in because they didn't know? Bless their hearts. They just didn't know it was theirs. They didn't know that God could have helped them overcome those giants. They just didn't know it. That can't be. He just brought Egypt to its knees to get them out of generations of slavery. There was no way Egypt was letting them go. I mean, there was nothing political. There was nothing economical. There was nothing anybody could have done to get them out of there. But God, I said, God shook that place to the core. And here they come out. The Bible said, with a high hand. And he brought them out with silver and gold. And there wasn't even one feeble among their tribes. It's not like they didn't know God could do something.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Unpersuadable, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010. Branson, Missouri 65615, or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1104F. That's R1104F, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.